Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to sound an alarm tonight about what he sees as extreme threats to American democracy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The president is aiming squarely at Trumpism, saying the former president's backers and those pushing his Make America Great Again philosophy are simply dangerous.
They're a threat to our very democracy.
Last week, he compared the philosophy to semi-fascism. In a primetime speech tonight in Philadelphia, he'll frame November's midterm elections as part of the continuing fight for the soul of the nation. Allies stress the president's not rejecting the entire GOP, and that he'll invite traditional Republicans to join him in condemning Trump and his followers. But more than 74 million people voted for Trump in 2020, and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News the president's trying to disparage hardworking Americans. Sagar Magani at the White House.
UN nuclear inspectors visited the Russia-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant Thursday to assess safety and security matters amid international concern that fighting between Russia and Ukraine in the area could endanger the facility. A court on Thursday sentenced Rosma Mansour, the wife of former Prime Minister Najib Razak of Malaysia, to a decade in prison for seeking and receiving bribes in exchange for government contracts. Reports say she's free on bond, pending appeals. Her husband began a 12-year prison term last week for massive looting of a state fund. And four people were killed in overnight clashes in